For the New York Times, I'm James Barron with this preview of Thursday's Front Page. The Obama administration laid out a $75 billion plan to modify home mortgages, but it won't help everybody who's in trouble, among them people who are current on their mortgages, even though their homes are now worth less than they owe. The administration is telling the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to refinance mortgages at today's low market rates, even if the homeowners have less than the 20% equity lenders usually require. The Supreme Court rejected limits on consumer lawsuits against drug makers. The 6-3 decision upheld a $6.7 million jury award to a musician who lost her arm because of a drug injection that went bad. Times reporter Adam Liptak says the ruling clears the way for lawsuits seeking billions more in damages. Thursday's Times looks inside a room at the state capitol in Albany where officials aren't slashing budgets or freezing salaries. They're struggling to spend money and spend it fast. New York is getting $4 billion from the federal stimulus package. Officials from 20 different state agencies are deciding how to divide it up. It's been a year since China cracked down following riots in Tibet. Times reporter Edward Wong says thousands of Chinese troops are now occupying areas in the Tibetan highlands. Chinese officials are worried that rioting could break out again next week. Tuesday is the 50th anniversary of the failed revolt that sent the Dalai Lama into exile. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's older brother has exploited his connections to build a business empire. He has a stake in Afghanistan's dominant bank, its biggest real estate development, and its only Toyota distributorship. His rivals say he's benefited from sweetheart deals. Times reporter James Risen says Mahmoud Karzai collected millions in American government loans for the real estate projects. He also capitalized on a friendship with former Congressman Jack Kemp. He's been on the job only 42 days, but President Obama is going gray. Times reporter Helene Cooper says the gray comes and goes depending on when he gets a haircut. His barber says bloggers are wrong when they say the president is dyeing his hair gray to look more distinguished or black to look younger. He also says this is not something he teases the president about. Inside Thursday's Times, Pakistan detained 20 people in connection with Tuesday's attack on the Sri Lankan cricket team. Pakistani police also acknowledged the security arrangements were inadequate despite earlier promises of presidential-style security. China's national legislature begins a tightly scripted annual meeting on Thursday. Times reporter Michael Wine says the agenda will be dominated by the ruling Communist Party's two overriding concerns, riding out the global economic crisis and keeping people's unhappiness from boiling over into public protests. Just about the only suspense involves whether party officials will propose more stimulus spending. That would be on top of the $585 billion that's already been committed. In Thursday's Business Day section, Ford is moving to eliminate as much as $10.8 billion of debt. It's doing voluntarily what GM and Chrysler are required to do under the terms of the federal bailout money they've been getting. Ford will put up $2.2 billion in cash, including $1.8 billion from Ford's lending arm, Ford Motor Credit. New York lawmakers took the first step toward repealing the so-called Rockefeller drug laws from the 1970s. The Rockefeller drug laws tied judges' hands and imposed mandatory prison terms for many nonviolent drug offenses. On Wednesday, the state assembly approved a bill to give judges discretion in sentencing lower-level drug offenders. Kirsten Gillibrand, the upstate congresswoman who was appointed to the U.S. Senate in January, hasn't won over the downstate Democratic base. Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer says he's considering challenging her in the Democratic primary next year. Before she was named to the seat vacated by Hillary Rodham Clinton, Ms. Gillibrand was a congresswoman from the Albany area. After their absolutely final concert in 2004, the jam band Phish is back on tour. It's playing 3 sold-out shows in Hampton, Virginia this weekend. Next month, it's recording a new album, and then it's going on tour again in the summer. Times critic John Perellis says Phish isn't gearing up for any more farewells. It wants a sustainable phase 2 in its admittedly unusual career. The Mets are in Florida, but Thursday's Times has an advanced look at their new home here in New York. Citi Field is nothing like Shea Stadium was. It's smaller and cozier, and there's a new grandstand that hangs out over right field. That was inspired by the old Tiger Stadium. Mets Chief Operating Officer Jeff Wilpon remembers visiting Detroit with his grandparents when he was a child. But some things never change. Fans at Citi Field will still have a clear view of the planes heading into nearby LaGuardia Airport. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron.